Nolte, Elites Violate Mask Mandate at Grotesque Met Gala. By John Nolte on September 14, 2021. The maskless Met Gala once again proves that the science is clear. Masks only stop us, you and I, the little people, from spreading the coronavirus. However, America's cherished left-wing elites are so unique and beautiful that the virus dare not spread through them. What other explanation could there be for the serial mask violations at Monday night's 2021 Met Gala? Obviously, the China flu understands that someone who can afford the $35,000 ticket to attend this ritzy event is untouchable. The rules at the Met are clear, not just with respect to masks, but also with respect to social distancing. Vaccines and masks will be required for those attending the Met Gala in New York in September. Currently, all attendees at the Met Gala on September 13 must provide proof of full vaccination and will also be expected to wear masks indoors except when eating or drinking, a spokesperson for the event told The Hill. We will update these guidelines as needed. The Met Gala will be held at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York on September 13. Except, only the servants are the ones wearing the masks. Here, and here. This one is probably my favorite, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for the win with the Chick-fil-A font. Watch below. Keep in mind this is happening in the same New York that cruelly shoves little school kids in masks for 8 hours a day. So what have we learned from this? Well, we've learned what these people truly believe. Do you honestly believe that people this self-involved would risk their own lives and health? Of course not. When you're a narcissist, self-preservation is job one. So, obviously, the very same people demanding we wear masks and social distance, even after we're vaccinated, do not believe wearing a mask and social distancing are necessary. This isn't difficult, y'all. You discover what people truly believe, not by listening to them but by observing them. It's the same thing with the global warming hoax, and it's the same people. They tell us the oceans will rise if we don't give up our hamburgers and air conditioners while they build multi-million dollar estates on the coasts of the same oceans they say will rise. They say climate change will destroy life as we know it. But do they teach themselves basic survival skills in order to prepare for this? Or do they go out and earn useless degrees as women's studies and anti-colonialism? These are evil, fascist, smug liars, and you have a moral and patriotic duty to both despise and defy them. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.